it was a piece of unleavened bread, and it had a bunch of, they would put this bread in a little dish that had all kinds of fruits and herbs and vinegar and salt and raisins and figs and water, and it was kind of like a dip, and they would stick that bread in there, and they would kind of let it soak up the juice. And what happened was, usually the person who was the guest of honor would sit on the left of the person who was holding the banquet. Now guess who's holding the banquet? Jesus, right? He's the one that set this whole thing up, right? And he sets it up, and he reaches into the bowl, he dips the bread, and he gives it to the honored guest, Judas. Now, this is the last time he's honoring Judas. Judas is in the place of honor, and he's giving him the bread. You wouldn't do that to just anybody. But he gives it to the honored guest, and he literally feeds Judas. This is his last opportunity. He's like saying, Judas, you don't have to do this. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to turn your back on me. But as soon as he takes the bread, it says after that eating the piece of bread, Satan entered him. And so we're going to stop right there today, because I want to spend a little bit more time on the fact about that part about Satan entering into Judas, and we'll move on through the next section next week. But just remember, God wants all of us to go to heaven. And we don't have to go to hell. I talked to a guy a few weeks ago, and he said that Jesus was just too exclusive. If there's only one cure for sickness or old age or cancer or diabetes or whatever, we'd all jump on it, right? But there's only one cure for sin, and that's Jesus. And we need to trust Him if you haven't trusted Him. I believe probably most of you have, and I hope all of you have. But if you haven't, you could cry out today and say, Lord Jesus, save me. And He'll hear and He'll answer your prayer, because He says, whoever calls on my name shall be saved. You got to turn from your sins and turn to Jesus, and He will forgive you and save you. You know, remember, it's not about works, but it's about grace. God gives us what we don't deserve. All of us deserve it. Jesus says, I died on that cross that you might live forever in heaven. Well, let's pray and we'll close. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you for who you are. And we thank you that even the most vile sinner, as the song says, who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. That's what your word says, Lord, that no matter how bad we've been, no matter what we've done, even Paul, he was a murderer. We don't know how many Christians he killed because he was a persecutor of Christians. And he had them killed and put on crosses and all kinds of things we don't know. But Lord, even him you saved. Judas, if he would have turned, could have been saved. All these people could have been saved, the most wicked people that have ever been born, but they wouldn't turn to you. So Lord, I pray today, if there's one here that doesn't know you today, they would just cry out and say, Lord Jesus, save me. I'm a sinner. Can't make it to heaven on my own. I'm tired of living this way, and I want to live for you, God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's sing. Why don't we sing number 55? 55 talks about wonderful words of life.